This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cranking up another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is in Garrison today. We're going to check in with him here in just a couple of minutes. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with the author of Enhanced Interrogation, Inside the Minds and Motives of the Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America. Interesting book, because this is someone that has been under the hood of the CIA, has actually, you know, interviewed folks like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and, you know, go eye to eye with terrorists. Give a first-hand description of what goes through their mind, and also some reporting in this book about plans of the terrorists to exploit the refugee channel into the United States. Interesting, because, of course, what we're talking about right now. So, big news yesterday that the Department of the Army said, all right, here you go. Here's the permit. It's coming. And will be issued momentarily. Construction will begin. Obviously, some lawsuits will follow. I saw an inordinate amount of chatter about some of this online from all these groups. All these groups that, in my mind, are just profiteers. Right. This is a money grab. This is professional protesters. This is how they do what they do. And they put out a warning for city halls and federal buildings and Army Corps offices and ICE detention centers and banks. They say are profiting off of DAPL. Sheriff's offices that have come to a standing rock. Labor union offices. Sites of workplace struggle. I don't know exactly what that means, but. Anyway, they're warning all of those entities, these rent-a-riot professional protesters, that they're coming today in protest. The No DAPL Last Stand, they call this. And all of these folks that wouldn't know the truth of it hit them over the head, for crying out loud, and all their different... I don't know what else to call it. Fake protests, fake news, just, you know, complete ignorance of the truth. Very irritating. Anyway, I have a little clip from one of the interviews that this Myron Dewey did with a Phyllis down at the Standing Rock Tribal Council Chambers, speaking of being away from the truth. And... should hear what she's saying. I understand she's a former council member and is a radical and speaks for no one, but they make it look as though they're speaking for a Standing Rock. They ignore the fact Standing Rock Sioux Tribe themselves have said, protesters, leave. Leave. Clean up the camp. Go. Now they ignore them, too. Todd, the radio god, is having all the fun today. He's in Garrison. As a matter of fact, and I just so you know, I have, just to make sure you aren't playing hooky today and telling us you're in Garrison and actually having a grand old time somewhere. I have people that have agreed to check on you and verify whether you're there. So just so you know.
I'm actually here, Scott. Don't worry.
You are. All right.
I know you had the AARP guy on earlier. You know, why are they still sending me cards when I can't sign up for 3 years?
Well, they want to warm you up, I guess.
It's all about getting in front of people before the need arises, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like radio advertising, right?
Warm you up to the whole idea. Exactly right.
Okay, well, one of the restaurants already gives me the senior discount. They're also giving it to Kerry. I'm not sure which one they're claiming is a senior. Neither one of us are, but we'll take the discount already, though.
There you go.
Well, I'm at Garrison, we're in McLean County Ag Show today.
McLean County Ag Show, right there in Garrison.
Yeah.
All right, where in Garrison?
Right at Garrison High, right under the water tower. Can't miss it.
Okay.
Look for the big case fire mobile here. We're going to talk about bale grazing on 4 North Dakota ranches coming up in a few minutes, and healthy soil fertilizer and salinity. And crop improvement meeting is coming up, and a big three-wheel lunch at 55 Booths of Fun here today. 1 week, we're just kind of warming up, Scott, because, you know, we have our Campfire Radio Agri International coming up next Tuesday and Wednesday, and you'll be out for that, right?
I will indeed. Tuesday and Wednesday. Looking forward to it.
Yes, so we're going to work. It's like Agri preview here, Agri warm-up, Agri Eve. So, Karis, if you have your bike, come by. I'd love to meet you. I've got some Campfire Cup stuff, and love to meet folks. Love to meet Scott's. If you're one of Scott's spies, let me know.
Yeah. All right, you just watch. They'll be there before long. Todd, the radio god Mitchell and Garrison today at the McLean County Ag Show. Underneath the water tower, you can't miss them. All right, we'll chat with you later.
Sorry. All right,
if you have a question you would like us to ask Kellyanne Conway, that interview is going to be taking place in about an hour, so it'll be after the show today. We will do it on Facebook Live. We'll have the entire interview tomorrow on the air. A lot of fun questions. I have reams of questions here that have come in Facebook, text. Not a lot of the calls, but I'll take some more of those. If you have a question that you want to ask Kellyanne yourself in your own voice, just call 855-200-1776 extension 1, and then you can ask the question yourself. Jim in Detroit Lakes, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Jim, are you there?
Okay. You just mentioned that book, Enhanced Interrogation, a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I just finished reading that.
Did you?
And in my opinion, I think that should be required reading for everyone, because he really digs in, that James Marshall digs into the psychology part of these terrorists that he interrogated, and how they did that, and how we had things in place to keep everything safe, unlike anybody else that ever captured us, I guess. But it's very, very interesting. It really gets to the root of what is going on with this.
Don't throw anything at me, Jim. But I'm going to make another comparison to kind of the fact that the truth is nowhere to be found in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and the story you're talking about, enhanced interrogation. Because the radical left is very good at redefining things, at setting the debate in the parameters. So, for instance, they're able to say in the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, we're water protectors. Water's life. We're protecting water. And never mind, they can't get anywhere to protest all these things they love to protest around the country without oil, mind you, right? So, energy is life to us in the northern plains when it's cold. But never mind that. It becomes about water, about protecting the water, and somehow this one pipeline out of the, you know, 1,131 other crossings that happened around North Dakota is the one that's going to be the really bad one, right? So we allow them to define. Same thing happened with enhanced interrogations, because it became torture. It all of a sudden was we're torturing people, rather than the facts that somebody like this brings out. It's really the times in which we live that we need to really, really, really not be one of those sort of just people that kind of pays a little attention to the noise and not really getting into the details. You read the book. You care. You understand. You've got the truth. That's the kind of investment we need to make if we're going to get to the truth. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Another thing, with those people on the Dakota Access Pipeline, if they're so against oil, then you better not have driven a car to that protest. You better have walked or rode a horse or rode a bicycle. Without oil, you couldn't even protest because you couldn't get there.
There's that. There's that, too. Absolutely.
How dumb can you get?
Jim, thanks for the call. The reason we're having James Mitchell on about this book is more related to the whole hubbub over the temporary restriction from a handful of countries of these refugees here, because we're not sure the process is one that ensures our safety. And he talks about the intel from terrorists to exploit the refugee channels. So that's why we're having them on. Robert and Elgin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I got a thing with the, you know, when they built the pipeline in Alaska and we needed oil so bad, nobody protested that one, did they? When they built the oil pipeline in Alaska years ago.
Well, yeah, the one that's actually built. I guess I was thinking of the ANWR one that was forever, kind of the start of the crazy protest.
That was in Alaska. They come out of the you know, we needed the oil so bad. That's when Carter was in. He said, everybody, lower your thermostats and all this stuff and don't drive so much and all that stuff. And he said, because we don't have any oil.
Yeah.
And we built this pipeline in the most adverse conditions ever. I watched this on TV on the History Channel, how they did this.
No, that's a good example. It is.
That was horrible when they built that. I mean,
all the things they said that were going to be so terrible never came to be as well, Robert. So good points. Appreciate the call. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. They're the folks that help America feel better, allowing you to connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields, give you choice at the pump, plus some great deals when you go on inside, too. The 4-for-4 special is my personal favorite. That is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, your choice, and then two cookies. Great deal. Breakfast pizza, pizzas throughout the day for lunch or dinner. Quick, easy, hot, fresh when you get there. PetroServe USA. Now Valley Dairy Stores up in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family, too. Carl in Jamestown, when we come back, you're next to go.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wildrose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich. I'm looking at the Wednesday Wheels selection. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC's in Valley City now. Do you know about that? Sharp set of wheels here, folks. They have two locations. You're aware of the one in Bismarck. The newest is in Valley City. This week's feature vehicle, a 2014 Buick Enclave Premium Edition. I'm looking at it. Sharp. Todd always raves about his Enclave. Loved it. This one has dual sunroof, DVD player, heated and cooled seats, all-wheel drive, premium white diamond finish, mint condition, one owner, traded into the folks at Pucklicks. They sold it new to a loyal customer a couple of years ago. Brand new. This is a $55,000 vehicle. And today they've got it priced at, are you ready? $29,000. $29,000. $1,000 off today only. Taking $1,000 off today only. Wednesday wheels, just for us and what's on your mind. So you're saving some big bucks. Hop online, check it out for yourself, PucklichValleyCity.com. 2014 Buick Enclave Premium Edition on sale today only. If you tell them you heard about it from yours truly, for $29,000. Check it out. Always worth the drive to see the huge selection of new and mint condition used vehicles at Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC. As they like to say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, online at Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, I promised a little earlier I was going to play a clip of this, one of the zillions of digital information war tools that the folks are using on social media to try and rally more people to come their way for the Dakota Access Pipeline. This one, digital smoke signals. They go into the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Chambers. By the way, the chambers where the official position now of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is protesters leave. Camp, clear out. Okay? They make it look all official. They find some woman named Phyllis who has no position of authority whatsoever with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Evidently a former member and been described to me as rather radical. And here's what she says to folks.
And people are coming back from all over, so we don't have time frames, we don't have schedules, we just know that people are coming, and there will be action. Cheyenne River and Standing Rock have discussed legal action together, and we're talking about legal action in the court systems on the river from Indian country. So we're all in challenging spirit, more challenging than ever, but we are who we are, and we will do whatever we have to do to protect our homeland and our water.
So people who are coming, what should they bring? What should they be mindful, since we are in a winter storm here?
We are we are on the river, and it's colder than other areas, and so bring warm clothes. Make sure you have boots and warm clothing, socks, and prepared to endure the weather.
Probably a good thing to bring is maybe heaters.
Probably heaters and foods that beef jerky. Foods that you can that can withstand
the cold.
So that's all I can think of right now.
And for our non-native relatives that may be just learning about the Dakota Access Pipeline, could you give them just a quick overview on what that means leading up to today?
Well, here at Standing Rock, we've been this is 10 years that we have been fighting Keystone XL and the DAPL since 2007. All of our communities have been active in opposing these three pipelines, and we knew this was coming. We knew the giant that America is when they want their pipeline. We have experience when they built the dams. They came rushing in the waters, and it was January. So this is the second go-round for us when they took our land and built the dams. Now for them to take our water is an act of genocide, an act of war. And America, we know, supports us. And so we're at that threshold. We are acting for everyone.
That is Myra Dewey interviewing this Phyllis at the Council Chambers of Standing Rock, talking about this is genocide, this is war, they're taking away. I mean, the rhetoric is off the charts, it's just off the charts. And the beginning of that, saying more protesters are coming, and here's what you ought to wear. And I thought you'd want to know. Carl in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Genocide, huh? Okay,
yeah.
That's I've never really heard yet before.
10-year fight, too. I wouldn't know where it's been 10 years they've been fighting Dakota Access. But, no, every day is something new, something new. It never ceases to amaze me.
Well, here's the thing. Have you ever been around Bulbridge, South Dakota on Highway 12 going west?
Long, long time ago.
Yeah, well, if you ever get out there, you get around to McLaughlin. The spot was probably about 10, 15 miles west of Mobridge. All the way out there to about Thunderhawk, which may be roughly about 10 miles east of Lemon, South Dakota. Cell service out there is sketchy to non-existent. And the reason is, the cell phone companies first came in a few years ago, wanted to put up cell towers. The tribes down over here, they charged them a big amount of money to put the towers up. And then, after they put the towers up, they wanted to charge them more money to turn the things on. The cell company basically said, well, we're not even going to bother paying with this. We're just going to cut our losses. And this cell company don't have any kind of cell reception out there. The same thing is happening up over here in Cannonball with the pipeline. Originally, they wanted to run that pipeline across the reservation land, and they were going to pay them money for it. Well, they wanted to sit there and charge them more money than what the pipeline thought it was going to be worth. So they cut their losses going through the reservation itself. And now we're going off reservation land. So now they're not getting a dime out of it. That right there is the problem. That's what their main complaint is. I mean, they're going to veil it under the idea of, well, we're protecting water or protecting the sacred burial site. That has nothing to do with it.
I've never been able to verify that there was ever a plan for any of the pipeline to go on the native property. I've heard plenty of stories of different negotiations and things that have gone on related to the plan route. And to different, cooperation. But, I have heard that part of it. But, the cell phone service problem, by the way, is also a problem that's around Standing Rock. So there's a parallel to South Dakota there as well.
That wouldn't surprise me a bit. But like I say, if we just run the pipeline a little bit further south, run across, well, they'd pay them what they wanted to, I guess. You wouldn't even hear a peep out of them.
Let's get Casey Amanda in here for a quick comment. Only 30 seconds for you, Casey, but it's yours. Go.
Yeah, I got water protectors. And what they've done down there at the camp down there, they've polluted the water, and they're in the process now of cleaning it up. But much of that has already gone in the river. I'd say 75% has gone in the river. You're only cleaning up 25%. That's
I don't know that, but I know this. It's an ecological disaster waiting to happen, and it does go to challenge the premise of water protectors for sure. Good point, Casey. Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind? Wednesday edition of the program. Tomorrow, Giving Hearts Day. We got a lot of fun planned for tomorrow. Lots of warm hearts. And Chance, we've been talking for, gosh, better part of a month to folks from all the different charities that Giving Hearts Day has been celebrating and giving you, some background on them. And tomorrow, we've picked a couple more. As well, it'll be part of the broadcast and should be a great day. It's the most generous day of the year in North Dakota, so looking forward to that. We'll also have that interview with Kellyanne Conway in its entirety tomorrow. We'll also have it on Facebook Live after the show today, too. So, and then, we just got a lot going on. Our next guest is the author of Enhanced Interrogation, Inside the Minds and Motives of the Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America. His name is James Mitchell. He is a Ph.D. And has a Ph.D. in clinical psychology from the University of South Florida. He served 22 years in the U.S. Air Force, retired as a lieutenant colonel. From 2002 through 2009, he was involved in the development of the CIA's Enhanced Interrogation Program and served as one of their interrogators from its inception until it was shut down by executive order on January 22nd. 2009. I was at the White House in the fall of 2004, did an interview with Vice President Dick Cheney, brought him a question from our audience on the program, and the question went as the following. It said, if a Dunkin' water is what it takes to keep Americans safe, that's what we call a no-brainer in North Dakota. I then turned to the vice president and said, from the audience, from the question, from the listener, do you agree, Mr. Vice President, is that a no-brainer? And he said, it is for me, but I've been called the torturer-in-chief and went on to explain. And many believe for the first time the United States government confirmed, in fact, the use at that point of waterboarding, also known as enhanced interrogation. So someone that could tell us a little bit more about that and also tie this to our current debate over the concerns of who's coming here illegally or using the refugee channel, is James Mitchell, the author of this book. Mr. Mitchell, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Do you remember that interview, by the way?
I don't recall that interview, but because at the time I was spending most of my time locked down in black sites overseas, so I wasn't getting a lot of American news.
Well, you cannot believe the hate mail I got for asking the question, by the way. Most of it from Europe, of course, and other places around the globe. But, you know, it literally, that's how folks think in the heartland. They think, you know, come on, that's a That's a no-brainer if it's saving lives. Let me ask you the big question. Was Dick Cheney right? Did enhanced interrogation, did waterboarding save lives?
Well, the whole enhanced interrogation program did, but I would encourage you not to take my word for it. I would encourage you to take the CIA's word for it. You know, what the CIA said is that it helped disrupt plots, that it helped capture terrorists who are still at large, that it gave us a better understanding of our enemy, and it prevented another mass casualty attack here inside the United States and saved lives both here in America and in other places like Britain, for example.
And you have looked some of the worst in the eye over this, and gone eye to eye with terrorists like Caliph Sheikh Mohammed and this Abu Zubaydah. I never can say his name.
Zubaydah. I interrogated or questioned the top, I'd say, 14 of the terrorists that the U.S. had in custody, the detainees, the al-Qaeda folks. I interrogated most of the folks who had done the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Ramzi Benashiba, Omar Baluchi, that crowd, and then some other folks after that. I didn't do enhanced interrogation on, but I did question people like Hambali and others that were associated with finding bin Laden, for example, like the couriers that were involved, Hassan Gul, the courier that was involved with moving stuff between Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other al-Qaeda operatives who are at large. And so I can answer your question. Yeah, the enhanced interrogation program worked, and there's a lot of brouhaha made about waterboarding, but the thing to remember is that only three people were really waterboarded. Abu Zubaydah, the first person that they captured who was a senior guy, and al-Nashri, who was the mastermind of the USS Cole attack, and KSM. And, once we were able to get this information that put us on the road to stopping Hambali's catastrophic attacks that he had planned, that second wave of attacks, waterboarding was discontinued by the CIA. And although they entertained the use of it later, they never really did. It was adjudicated by the Justice Department, the highest law enforcement agency in America, to not only be legal, but it was legal in their view, didn't violate the torture constitution, was conventions, was consistent with our constitution, and didn't violate any of our treaty obligations.
So why the controversy? Why, what was behind this? If in fact, experts like yourself saying it works, we didn't like we use it on everyone. We use it in the worst of the worst cases. It gets us information. It saves lives. Why the brouhaha?
I think part of it has to do with the fact that people have exaggerated the harshness of the whole thing. Abu Zubaydah was in CIA custody for 1,623 days between the time that he was captured and the time that President Bush moved him to Guantanamo, of which that time he only received 14 days of enhanced interrogation. That leaves 1,609 days where he was working with us to stop terror attacks. Same thing was true for KSM. KSM was held 1,285 days before Bush transferred him to Guantanamo, of which he was only had enhanced interrogation for 21 of those days. That's 3 weeks. He went on to work with us for another 170 weeks. And although he did lie at times, we knew about those lies. So he was actually very helpful in helping us catch Hambali and stop other attacks.
Interesting component in your book that caught my attention, especially related to the very hyper-partisan environment we find ourselves in right now over such debates. Senate Democratic staffers actually leaked your name to the media. The reason we know about you is because your name was leaked by Democratic staffers. Why did they do that?
I have no idea. You know, one of the interesting things that has perplexed me all along is why there are people who are hell-bent on, excuse my language, on dismantling the things that kept America safe. You know, our names got leaked, I think, in part because one of the things they like to do is put a face on whatever they're trying to stop. And so they wanted to turn me into the poster boy for torturing people. And they had to do that. They had to leak our names. And the problem that I have with that really is that has actually made us less safe. And when I say left face. What I mean is, currently, the only thing our intelligence community can use is the Army Field Manual. My objection to that really focuses on dealing only with the worst of the worst, that handful of senior leaders and attack planners, not the ordinary jihadists that you capture on the battlefield. Those guys are trained to resist interrogation, or they're good at protecting secrets. Well, we publish the Army Field Manual. Not only does it list the techniques that we're going to use, but it also explains how we expect them to work. And finally, it makes clear that the focus is on voluntary statements. And so the question that I would ask our president, our current president, is what's he going to do when they've got credible intelligence that there's another series of catastrophic attacks planned? They have a person in custody who has that information. That person is good at protecting secrets and wants to withhold the information so that those attacks can take place. What is he going to do? Because we've published exactly what, and we've made clear to them that we are depending on just voluntary statements. So the only thing standing between us and another attack like 9/11, if we have somebody like that in custody, is what that person is willing to tell us. And I just think that's a foolish way to defend our democracy.
Well, one thing Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told us in your interview of him was, and I think as we have this debate now raging about immigration, is he said jihadi-minded brothers would immigrate into the United States, taking advantage of the welfare system to support themselves while they spread their jihadi message, wrap themselves in America's rights and laws for protection, ratchet up acceptance of Sharia law, and when they're strong enough, rise up and violently impose Sharia from within. They would relentlessly continue their attacks, and the Americans would become so weary of war, they would just want to end it. Tell me more about what you think he meant in that comment.
Well, he made clear to me in my conversations with him, because I spent years with that guy, he made clear to me in my conversation with him that they don't think they're going to win this war by fighting our military or by fighting our intelligence community. They think they're going to win this war by targeting the minds of ordinary Americans. And what they would like to happen is they would like ordinary Americans to pressure their political leaders into turning tail and run. And that's exactly the way he described it. He said turn tail and run, because in order for them to impose Sharia law on the entire world, America has to step aside. We have to tolerate them taking over the lands that they used to have control of, like Spain, for example. One of the things they'd like to get back is Spain and everything that they ever touched before. And then their goal is to take out expeditionary forces from there to conquer the rest of the world. So these folks are Islamists, not ordinary Muslims, but Islamists who believe that their God has commanded them to establish a Muslim caliphate that controls the entire world and impose a Sharia law on everybody. They see America as the biggest obstacle to them being able to do that. And so what they think they can do is they can target the minds of Americans so that we give up the fight. You know, what he told me is he said America will soon turn its neck for us to slaughter. And he didn't mean that they were going to force us. What he meant was that our own weaknesses, our own tolerance, our own openness to other religions, our political correctness, and our desire to have other people in the world like us were weapons that his God had placed in our psyche so that they could take control of us.
Yeah. Think long and hard about that, especially in light of this, uproar over a 120-day pause to make sure that people coming here are properly vetted is insane, isn't it?
I think it's insane, especially when you look at in 2005, he was talking to me about lone wolf jihadists. He wasn't calling it that. He was calling it single martyrs. But he said that, Al-Qaeda dreams about these large-scale attacks that will bring America to its knees. But he said, I'm beginning to think that that's not what we need. He had looked at the Malvo attacks around Washington, D.C. area, where that guy hiding in the trunk had shot up that had killed 17 people, and how it had shut down the program.
That's how they think. It's a phenomenal lot of time. Unfortunately, we'll have you back. James Mitchell, the book is Enhanced Interrogation. Read it, folks. More coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, We are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100% in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Chris Berg of 630 Point of Views. Show you watch 6:30 KX4 Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, or 10:30 on West Dakota Fox for Western North Dakota online anytime at POVnow.tv. Checks in for an update. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I think President Donald Trump, maybe you can suggest this to Kellyanne Conway when he talked to her in a few minutes here, but they need to get James Mitchell out on the stump and doing some media for him. That was outstanding.
I agree. I think I was just thinking that very same thing, looking at the book, saying what a perfect person to make the case, not only what he believes should be tools that have been changed from the Obama administration, but so people understand what they mean to do to try and exploit this. And like he said, the first time he mentioned the idea of lone wolf, didn't call it lone wolf, 2005. Okay, so we're 12 years past that now. This is how they plan. This is how they work. There's a lot of stuff in the pipeline.
Well, I don't know if you were on the air or not, Scott, but as you know, President Trump addressed law enforcement today, and he said, hey, what I've seen over the past couple of weeks, obviously now that he's getting full briefings, this terrorism thing is a lot worse than we realize.
Yeah, he did. And it was the National Sheriff's Association, actually. Our own Paul Laney was there. I would have, I don't know if Kyle Kirkmeyer was there or not. I'm curious how many other North Dakotans were there.
I want to mention something because I think this was staggering. I had Sheriff Laney on Point of View last night because he had a chance to sit down with the Department of Homeland Security, Mr. Kelly, while he's been there. There was a great meeting yesterday at the White House. But listen to this. Sheriff Laney said, Chris, we've had more communication today, which was yesterday, more communication with the White House and the administration in one day than we've had in the last 5 months with the previous administration. That is shocking, embarrassing, and appalling all at the same time.
Well, you know, look, don't forget, it started way back with the Harvard, encounter. It was immediately,
yes.
law enforcement was suspect.
Acted stupidly.
Yeah, they acted stupidly. They immediately, did not take the viewpoint there, and it's continued over and over and over again. I mean, you know.
I just want to encourage people to go to my website, povnow.tv, and watch the interview with Sheriff Laney, because you can feel a different enthusiasm, passion coming off of him, knowing now that he has a law and order president. I mean, I sat there last night and listened to him, like, holy cow, this is a whole completely different paradigm for these people, and it's exciting, because as President Trump said yesterday, we're not fooling around.
You know what is interesting, and I, if I were Paul Laney, I'd feel the same way, especially after just a very difficult situation with this Dakota Access situation as well. But I also wonder how we as average everyday citizens need to approach some of these things differently. Because, you know, there are times, and you and I have talked about this on the air, off the air, where the truth is one place. I mean, the truth is fairly easy to ascertain, and obviously everybody kind of a little different bent on the truth. But basically the benchmark of truth, okay, where is it at, right? Dakota Access Pipeline protest is my favorite example because it's so raw. We've been living it for 182 days. What you see in the information war on social media and where the truth is, for instance, about our good law enforcement, they're completely diametrically opposed. How do you deal with that as Joe Average Citizen, as a consumer of the news?
Well, I think it begins with a chief executive officer that has your back, meaning, like I just mentioned, now we've got a law and order president. I mean, how many times did we see the past administration go out there and just take, even if they were mild swipes at law enforcement, it begins to undermine the integrity of the service that these people go out there and put their lives on the line every single day. And Sheriff Laney is the first one to admit, hey, Chris, is every law enforcement officer perfect? No, but we also want those ones that aren't prosecuted appropriately. So you've got, you know, 99.9% of them that are doing an outstanding job. Let's support them. Let's know that we've got their backs. And I think that's going to be part of the shift that you're going to see, where it's going to be a different conversation rather than all this fake news. And speaking of that, I've got U.S. District Attorney of North Dakota Chris Myers on tonight, and he probably won't say this on the air, but there are rumors that member Sophia Walensky, the woman that had her arm allegedly, well, it was hurt, but allegedly blown off by law enforcement, well, she's not cooperating with the ATF investigation. Well, if you know that law enforcement almost blew your arm off, why would you not cooperate with ATF?
No, and I've heard many examples where the U.S. Attorney's office was asked just to totally stand down on some of these issues. So, as you say, I think Chris is too professional to sit there and call out his former bosses at the Justice Department. But that's the breath of fresh air that we desperately need. But I think for folks, Donald Trump, while he's now giving support to law enforcement, doesn't mean that all of a sudden the law enforcement is going to get, a fair shake from the protesters, from the professional protesters, from the eco-terrorists. You know, their challenges continue, and that's what worries me.
Well, you're right, but look at what already Governor Burgum's done as of late when those people trying to set up that private or that camp on private property. I mean, 73 arrests just that day. In my opinion, that sent a message that, hey, look, guys, you can sit here and try to break the law all you want, but no longer is there going to be this gray area. We will come on to core land. We will come on to private property and ensure that we are following the law.
Good stuff. Watch him tonight, folks. KX4, 6:30.
Good luck with Kellyanne Conway, buddy.
Thank you. West Dakota Fox at 10:30. We will chat with Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Donald J. Trump on a busy news week. Here in about 10 minutes on Facebook Live, you'll hear it tomorrow right here. It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About a $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.